Hey there, this is John Millen. Thanks for listening to this short audio. Insider secrets, I guess you'd say. This is just, this is for CFOs, decision makers, executives, owners, HR direct managers. If you're involved with the decision making of employee benefits, health insurance specifically, the goal of these audio is not to sell you anything. It's to educate you. And that's, I think, what's really lacking when I get on calls with people every single week, new people, is that there's a lack of transparency and education, and it's not your fault. Like, this is not the game you play. This is the game we play. And because I've been playing it for so long, I didn't even know this stuff initially. So I'm like, you know, let's just share this, like how things work and what's available, and smart people will make smart decisions when it's the right time, or maybe you are the right place. Like, let's not convince people. So this episode, one of the other episodes you might have listened to already, is about the six different ways you pay for healthcare, the six strategies or where you finance healthcare. This episode, I want to talk about why you should consider wholesale self-funding versus retail self-funding. And when I say self-funding, it conjures up, and even for me it did this, lots of things. So I want to make sure we're talking about the same thing, because just saying self-funding, like, I've had people say, yeah, we're self-funded, and they're fully insured, or it's level funded, or, you know, there's variations. The industry is really good. The health insurance industry is for making it sort of confusing, using lingo you don't understand. My goal is like, no, let's just simplify this stuff. Like, make it easy to understand so you can make a good decision, so that if you want some help, you will change, whether it's with us or someone else. Okay, so this is about buying health insurance, group health insurance programs, right, for companies, wholesale versus retail. And this is a really big piece that lots of people have never heard. And I know this because they say it to me. Like, I've never heard this. And then they say, why have I never heard this? Why are you telling me, little Millen Group? Why haven't I heard this from the big broker that has 8,000 people? I don't know. But this is the way it is. And this is the way it is for larger companies. So this is not something new. This has been going on for a long time for any company that has over 5,000 people insured on the plan, maybe even more than 1,000 possibly, but definitely over 5,000, and definitely over 10 and 20 and 30,000. The larger enterprise companies are already doing this, most likely. The problem is most people don't play in that space. You're not in the enterprise. You don't ever hear about it. You're like, I got 150 on my plan, or I got 900. Maybe you have a 1,500 on your plan. You got 2,000, like anything from 50 to 5,000 or 2,000, like in that range, you probably have never been told about this. So my goal is to educate you. All right, wholesale versus retail. When you go to get an insurance policy for your employees, what people think about first is the company itself, the carrier, right? You're like, oh, I say, what? Tell me about your benefits. We have Anthem. Okay. That's the network. Okay, but tell me more. Or we have United Healthcare, Cigna, Aetna. Some people have Humana still, even though it's phasing out, right? Kaiser. So they throw out the name of the insurance carrier. And that's the first thing people think about. So I'm going to start here. When you buy a plan, a policy, what you're really buying as part of that is access to the different hospitals and doctors and providers and facilities that take the card. That's really one of the big things you're getting, right? So when people say, I have Cigna, or I have UHC, or Blue Cross Blue Shield, or Care First, or any variation, what they're really saying is, when I walk into a facility and I hand them my card and it's got that logo on it, they go, oh, you have Blue Cross Blue Shield, you have United Healthcare. See, that's what they're looking up. Going, oh, do we take that? They look it up in their system. They go, yes, we take that. We're part of that network. That's what you're buying retail most of the time. So I'm going to give you a distinction between buying retail and wholesale. And once you hear this, you're going to be like, when I first heard it, I'm like, there's no freaking way that's true. No one's ever told me this. Even carrier reps have never told this to me that work for those companies. So I totally didn't believe it until I saw it firsthand. So someone said, John, just because you haven't heard of it before doesn't mean it's not true. Just means you haven't heard about it, right? You don't know what you don't know. We've heard all those. So when you go to get access to the network, what you're saying is, I want access to providers that take Anthem, United Healthcare, Cigna, Aetna. They're called the BUCAs, B-U-C-A-H. Humana is the H. They're slowly getting out. So B is Blue Cross, U is United Healthcare, C is Cigna, A is Aetna, and then you have Humana. But then you also, those are the big ones, but then you also have Kaiser and whole kinds of variations above that. So usually you are buying that retail. You're paying the highest price possible because and I'm giving you an analogy in a second, but you are paying the most money for access that you possibly can. So the question is, well, what if I don't want to pay retail pricing? I want to buy that wholesale. And the analogy I use is Costco and buying peanut butter. If I want peanut butter, and I love peanut butter, I'll eat it right out of the jar. I'll put it in the refrigerator and I eat it like three or four at a time, and that's it, and it fills me up. I can buy my Jif at Piggly Wiggly, at Publix, at Kroger, wherever my local store is, or I can go to Costco or Sam's Club or BJ's, right? You get the point. Same Jif. Granted, it's twice as much Jif, but I go through it anyways. I'm going to consume the peanut butter. I don't care if there's two big jugs. In fact, I like two big jugs. But the cost per unit is much lower. It's the same thing. Why is it lower? Because it's wholesale. I'm going in a wholesale club. Now, is there any problem with that? No. Do people get used to that? Sure. So then if that's true, then what I'm saying is there are ways you can buy the healthcare access points, the network, access into the network store, so to speak, wholesale. And the way you do that is, now this is not like you don't go online and you're like, I want wholesale Cigna, I want wholesale Aetna. It's not that simple. The health insurance industry, the ecosystem, healthcare is a $4 trillion system, right? So it's massive. This is not something you're just going to go Google and figure out. You learn this from the inside. And what you do is you work with someone that has contracts with those networks and get you in the back door. I don't want to make it too complicated, but that's essentially what I do or what we do. And we're not the only ones that do this, but I want you to understand that this is a really powerful tool to use. And you're like, wait a minute, you mean to tell me we could access the Aetna PPO network or the Cigna PPO or the UHC PPO or like whatever, take your pick. You mean I can get access to that same thing, but using a different contract and using kind of wholesale pricing going in the back door? Yes. It's mind blowing when I first heard it. I'm like, what? Crazy. But this is what all the big companies are already doing. You just have never heard about it. So what I would say is to start researching that and say that. Now you got to be very diligent because the language you hear, and I know this from talking to brokers, is, hey, what network are you guys, what contract? It's Blue Cross or it's Aetna. It doesn't matter, right? Is that retail or wholesale? Oh yeah, that's the cheapest. It's like we get big discounts. We get like massive discounts. We have really good discounts with them. This is where the system, the industry, either intentionally or just unintentionally, have confused your question and given you an answer that's unrelated. And I know this because it happens to me. I'm telling you how I'm like, oh, okay. You have what kind of discounts like do you get with UHC? Oh, we get like 70% on average discounts. So we get great rates from UHC. Okay, great. That must be the same thing, right? That's wholesale. No, it's nothing to do with it. Totally unrelated. That is not a wholesale contract. And this is where you get into just one level deep. And I'm preparing you so that when you hear this, you will start to understand the dynamics. When you hear discounts, and this is the hardest thing. This is hard for me to get. And this is really hard for people to get because I've been told it so many times. It's like telling you an HSA plan is a bad idea. What? Are you kidding me? Or we're going to do a wellness program. That's a horrible idea. What? Sometimes when you hear something, your brain says, that is not true. I am dismissing it instead of saying, you know, don't confuse me with the facts. My mind is made up. Until you get to a point where you're like, well, tell me the facts, and then I'll maybe change my mind. That's the case with this. Network discounts are important, but that's not what I'm referring to. I'm talking about a deeper level of discount, which is a wholesale contract. And it's not even hard to set up, but you have to have the contracts. You have to have connections to get the contracts. I have those because I've had to earn it because I've got burned along the way. I'm like, what is this? How do I get it? I have those now, but it's not the same as what's your discount. And that's the fool's game, the fool's discussion people get into. And because I said discount off of what price? Oh, they give it. They said they get the best discounts. Our broker said we get the best discount. A discount off of what price? Well, the price of the care. No, but what's the number? What do you mean? Like, is it a discount off a number that's been inflated 300%? Is it MSRP? I'm getting a discount off of the old MSRP for a car, which is irrelevant. Like, no one pays that. So in healthcare, they can inflate the cost to $4,000 and go, we're going to give you a 70% discount. So we're knocking off $2,800. Well, good for you, but it's still overpriced. Like, it's still way overpriced. So the discount doesn't matter in a retail environment. That was worth listening to 11 minutes in, because once you get that piece, like, wait a minute, I'm asking the wrong question. I'm getting fooled by the wrong answers. And even when I ask a very specific question as the CFO or owner or HR manager, you're now smarter than the person you're talking to. Like, you know more than them now. And not smarter like as better, but smarter is not the right word. You have more insider information to ask a better question. Now you're armed to ask better questions. I don't really care about the discount because it's an inflated number. It doesn't really matter. What I want is a wholesale contract. And this is where you have to just be prepared, because you might be talking to a Honda dealer and you're asking for a Pontiac or a Ford or a Buick, and they don't have them. They don't know how to get them. They don't get paid to sell them. There's an incentive for them not to send you across the street to the same dealership that sells Chevys, right? The sales guy at the Honda lot works for the same, it's the same company with the Chevy across the street, same ownership, ABC Motors, whatever the company is. His incentive or her incentive is not to send you across the street, is it? Nope. I'm gonna tell you why the Honda's the best. So just be aware of the game once you get into it. But once you do, it's a lot of fun. So I hope this is helpful.